Trevor Alcorn looking forward to an Ulster minor football tournament final against Derry's Lavey on New Year's Day back in Belfast. The victory against Kilcoo, it was tight at the end, and it was a good way to prep for a final, so it was, compared to the previous match.
It was, Ossian. It was perfect preparation for a final. I mean, we, in the first half, we didn't know what to expect, as usual, again, but we knew that Kilcoo were a serious side. We were very, very lucky in the first half too. We got two goals. We had a nice, comfortable cushion at half time. But we did say at half time that, you know, that wipe the slate clean. We're starting off with a clean slate here. It's a new game. The boys went out in the second half, and Kilcoo threw everything at us, and that was perfect prep. Because, I mean, if we had got over that game easy, it would have been, you know, similar to the MAVL game where boys would have got complacent and stuff like that. There, it was a perfect battle, because we were under pressure for the last quarter, maybe 20 minutes in the last 15, serious pressure, and we knew they were always dangerous. But, you know, thanks to Kilcoo now for preparing us for a final, we're well set up for it now.
What sort of challenge is Lavey going to present in the decider?
Lavey, as far as I'm concerned, through the whole competition, Lavey were one of the teams to look out for. I mean, themselves, even, they're very confident side. They're steeped in tradition and quality players there. You know, there's a lot of parents and, you know, household names in that team, like the Downies and the McGurks and Goskers. And, you know, there's some serious quality in the Lavey team, and we live up most respect for them, you know, until the game starts, obviously. We know that they're very, very confident on ball. We got a chance to get a look at their game against Enniskillen Gaels. They seem very, very comfortable, very, very confident. They're patient, you know, something we'd pride ourselves in, but they're very, very patient, and also very, very well set up. So that's going to be a really tough battle against Lavey, to be honest.
Will this be the toughest test of the year for you? You've come through a lot of tough games through Donegal and now in Ulster.
It will lie, and we have come through a lot of very, very tough tests. I mean, Gidore was our big test. Union's our big test this year, and they prepared as well for Gidore. You know, that was actually perfect preparation for the Gidore game in the final. After that, we never looked past, you know, any game. When we got to Ulster, we looked at the game was ahead of us, and that was it. We went to the preliminary game. We were so happy to get over the preliminary round. Even then, we just looked at the quarter final. We didn't look at a semi. But each game has prepared as well. Lavey, I think I will be the biggest test of the year. This will be a serious test, and it'll test our boys' composure as well, and to see how they can handle the big stage. And this is the biggest test for us this year.
You've scored goals, and I think every game through the championship this year. Are you going to need them come New Year's Day if you are to come out the right side of the result?
As everybody says and everybody knows, that goals won games, Ossian, and, you know, we'll be hoping with that, you know, threat that we have, a running threat, that we'll hopefully, you know, we'll create goal chances. Whether we'll get them or not, you know, we'll see tomorrow, you know, or, you know, but it maybe we'll concentrate on trying to keep Lavey at bay as well, big time, you know, for periods of the game. But we're not going to sit back. I mean, if the game's there and it's there to be won, we will be going out to try and win it, and we're not going to sit back and accept defeat. No way.
If you are going to win it, will it be the best performance of the year then? Will it take that?
It'll take a serious performance. I mean, when you talk about people chatting about All-Irelands and stuff like that there, when you won them, you need, you know, maybe 12 or 13 players having a game of over 90%, you know, of their best, and you need maybe two or three players having the game of their life, and that's what we're expecting. You just hope that these boys, the young fellows, will perform. That's all I expect from them, is that they perform, and that's all I'm worried about for them, because I don't want them coming away from this game saying, what if, you know, because it'll hurt them if they were to get beat and not to perform. But if they perform to the best of their ability and get beat by a better team, then so be it.
Finally then, no matter what the result is on New Year's Day, it's been a brilliant journey for this young group.
It has been a brilliant journey, a very, very good journey. I mean, I even would like to mention, you know, the amount of people that have wished us well and stuff like that there. And I mean, without your supporters, this means nothing. We had somebody that was involved in the club years ago there, and he's come there to me. He got in contact with one of our club members and in contact with myself there just yesterday, Neil Doherty. And he offered to give the boys something for, you know, for the trip up. He says, we'll stop for lunch or take something. But we've decided between myself and Neil talking that we would take the money that he's given to us for the boys. We'll put a wee bit towards the boys, but we're going to donate the rest to young Callum Freel from St Michael's.
And a very, very good cause, Trevor. But these boys will be up for the final.
they will definitely be up for the final. I mean, they're looking forward to it. They've stayed completely disciplined on and off the field. I mean, you have to hand it to us. They're a special bunch of fellas, to be fair. Not just on the field. Their discipline on the field is unbelievable. Their discipline off the field is the very, very same. Anyone that meets them or runs into them or comes across them says the very, very same thing. And I mean, what it'll mean, is unbelievable. Because I keep using that word unbelievable. It was Anthony McGrinner the last night asked, you know, he says, it's just unbelievable, Trevor. It's just unbelievable. And he just kept saying it. And he says, you know, that's what it means to the club.
Yeah, so fantastic buzz around the club.
There is a fantastic
buzz. And it would mean something serious if it was to come off.
It would be brilliant. Yeah. I really, really would now. Hope we do get the rub of the green now.
Okay, well, fingers crossed. And the best of luck, Trevor. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Oisin. We'll lead it all. Bye.